Welcome back into the Auburn Daily Show. I am Harrison Tarr at the Auburn Daily, joined today by Dylan Lark. How are you doing today, my man?
I'm doing just dandy. Ready to talk about some transfer portal.
I'm glad you're ready to talk about the portal because that is what today's show is going to be all about. Lance Dahl wrote up an article over at theauburndaily.com earlier today about ranking the top three positions of need for the Auburn Tigers in 2023 and their football program through the transfer portal. We've got a slew of commitments to talk about. I guess a slew being three, Dylan. But and then we'll jump into positions of need and a couple of swings and misses as kind of an arc segue there. So I'm ready to get this show on the road. Excited to be here, Dill. Let's get rock and rolling. What do you say?
Let's get it. If you want to talk about the first one, with Dylan Wade, offensive tackle coming from Tulsa, who's the number two offensive tackle in the transfer portal. He's a big boy. He's one of those big boys up front. And I think he has the potential to be an immediate starter for Auburn. Big, big need right then and there.
I think that Zach Blackerby. How about Lance Dahl? Let's carry on with that. I'll let you. I'm gonna build on this and then let you talk Elijah McAllister as well, if that's okay with you. I think Lance brought up a great point, and we're gonna get down to the positions of need here in a moment, but I don't think that there's such thing as too many guys on that offensive line to go get this offseason for Auburn, regardless of if that's through the portal or through high school commitments. I think that a lot of us assume that this is not a done deal, that Auburn would like to add as many as they possibly can. Dylan Wade was a great starting point, and there's a clear connection from Tulsa to Auburn, and I think that you and I just have discussed that in the past. So great fit for the Tigers, like you said. Frame is remarkable, and the number two offensive second ranked offensive tackle in the transfer portal. Take your pick on how you wanted me to say that.
Let's see. Looking at the size, he is 6'4", 290 pounds, and later on we'll talk about another guy later on in the show who is about the same size, but is actually heavier than Dylan Wade is. And potentially could also see himself getting in the starting job later on. But yeah, Dylan Wade, big boy. And if you know who our offensive coordinator is, Mr. Coach Phillip with one L, immediately recruited his best offensive lineman from his former team. So yeah, it was a huge pickup. Auburn needs all the offensive linemen they can get. I mean, fill up this entire roster with offensive linemen.
Sure. Absolutely. And to kind of keep things moving, transitioning from one side of the ball to the other side of the ball, if you're ready to go, and that's okay with you, Dylan. Continuing to talk about key pickups for Auburn and, I guess, transfer portal pickups in general, take a look at the three-star edge Elijah McAllister out of Vanderbilt. And I like this fit a lot. I know that Blackerby sings songs of McAllister's praise. And I'm curious to pick your brain here, Dylan, specifically about the value in bringing in someone with SEC reps coming off the edge.
So Auburn is losing two big defensive players in Colby Wooden and Derek Hall, also edge rushers who have been on this team for quite a while. Elijah McAllister is coming in for his fifth or sixth season. I don't know it by heart right now, but you bring a guy who has the SEC experience and is also a veteran. And he also is a former teammate of strong safety Donovan Kaufman. So the chemistry there is there between an edge rusher and the safety, but bringing in an aged, I make him sound very old. He's probably no more older than us.
He's the same high school graduation class as us, Dylan. He's class of 2018.
True.
So do you feel old yet?
A little bit. So bringing in a veteran defensive lineman or edge rusher, whichever one you want to call him, it's huge. He's 6'6", 261 pounds. He's has a wide frame. He can make the tackles. He does not miss many tackles. I know Vanderbilt is not really seen as the best team in the world, but I think he was one of the high points of this Vanderbilt defense who was kind of picked on a little bit, but I think it's a huge pickup. Again, don't let the stars confuse you. It has experience, and it's a huge get for this Auburn defense.
I also think to kind of segue and wrap up the conversation around Elijah McAllister, I think it's also very valuable to bring in someone with SEC specifically experience, seeing SEC offenses on a routine basis. I think that you plug in McAllister at Auburn, and I think he simply just gets better. I think the, so with that being said, continuing on with the commitments that Auburn has landed and inked, the best name in the Auburn recruiting class, Rivaldo Fairweather, tight end out of FIU. I'm very excited about his potential at Auburn, and his tape speaks for itself. 6'5", 245 out of Lauderhill, Florida. Rivaldo Fairweather out of Lauderhill, Florida. That is just the most beautiful mouthful I've ever heard, and I want him to never change. But, Dill, I'm excited at this, I guess, bolster of a tight end room that I think you and I, we've spoke a lot about this offseason, being very, very encouraged by. When you look at, well, obviously you've got Fairweather now. You look at what does this mean for Luke Deal? What does this mean for Tyler Fromm? And what does this mean for your boy Landon King, who we think is kind of a wide receiver, tight end, do it all, go get the ball kind of guy. So I'm curious to pick your brain here on the Fairweather addition, and then I guess we'll truck on into positions of need or swings and misses rather.
All right, so Rivaldo Fairweather, 6'5", 210 pounds. If you like Landon King, you're going to love Rivaldo Fairweather. Fairweather has the same kind of play style as Landon King, so you can expect those two to mesh off each other very well, especially with a Hugh Freeze offense that has been known to put tight ends in the league. Dawson Knox from Ole Miss and Evan Engram, who is also from Ole Miss, who is in the Jacksonville Jaguars now. Hugh Freeze knows how to develop quarterbacks and knows how to develop tight ends. And with Rivaldo Fairweather and Landon King on the same team, I mean, I don't know how much more dangerous an offense can get. I don't know. I mean, Rivaldo Fairweather is fast. Landon King is fast. They both don't like to drop the ball. They are both smooth route runners. I mean, everything about this screams sure. NCAA 14, awesome team to play with those two boys sure. on each side of the O-line.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I think Coach Hugh Freeze would probably be in your camp and in your corner saying that. Now, before we get into the positions, the three key positions of need that I think, Dylan, you and I talked about before we got on this, I think Lance hit the nail on the head here. And I think if you've not given it a read yet, we will link the article in the description. So make sure you go check that out and see what Lance had to say on that front. But before we get there, let's talk about a little bit about swings and misses in the transfer portal. Namingly, came out yesterday. Let's see, today's Wednesday, so yesterday is Tuesday. Yes, came out yesterday. The former Mississippi State running back, Dylan Johnson, was going to be taking his talents to the West Coast. He will be playing for the Washington Huskies, UW. And I think this was a target a lot of Auburn people, Dylan, and you chime in after this. A lot of people thought might be coming to the Plains.
I mean, you talked on multiple occasions. I brought it up a few podcasts ago on our other podcast, College Loop, that Auburn could be in the market for a running back. You're losing Tank Bigsby, so you kind of want another running back in that same room. You know, you're bringing in Jeremiah Cobb eventually. You're bringing Damari Austin's returning. You have Jarquez Hunter. But really, you just want another back with more experience than Damari Austin or Jeremiah Cobb would have. I don't think Cobb's going to get that many snaps this season. So I think Dylan Johnson would have fit right in with Jarquez. But him going to Washington, I speak for Washington, they're getting a great running back, and that offense is going to be possibly even better than it was this year.
I think you'd like to think so. And this, I don't think this was a detrimental swing and miss to Auburn. I don't know that running back's a very high position that I've been seriously adamant that the Tigers need to go out and get. It would have been a fun get for – or not fun, but a good addition. But I don't think you're any necessarily worse off without Dylan Johnson. So that being said, Dylan, take your pick and pick your poison on the next swing and miss before we transfer into some other positions that we're gonna talk about positions of need.
Let's talk about Ra-Ra Thomas, wide receiver from Mississippi State. And he has committed to the University of Georgia. This is a wide receiver that a lot of Auburn fans thought we were going to get, and I think it comes along the same side as with Grayson McCall. I think a lot of Auburn fans can agree that if we were to get Grayson McCall, we could have and would have gotten Ra-Ra. Sure. But Ra-Ra, he was the best receiver on Mississippi State's air raid last season. And he would have been an immediate wide receiver one for Auburn this year, more than likely. But then again, Grayson McCall didn't work out well. He's probably our next swing and miss to talk about for a little bit. But goes to Georgia, makes Georgia better, because Georgia was missing that true number one wide receiver this season. So, you know, the best team in the country can only get better. But, yeah, just It was a huge miss. I think this one's it's probably the biggest miss of the three that we have, just because we don't really have that true go and get a wide receiver that is like established as a go and get a receiver.
And I think you and Lance keyed in on that just a little bit on Monday's episode here at the Auburn Daily Show. And I think Lance brought up a really good point. This receiving room is deep, and there's a lot of exciting talent in it, but Auburn still lacks that one go get the ball possession receiver. Possession over, you know, either route running or speed, whatever may have you. And I think that's a great point. That's something that the Tigers will probably look to add to the transfer portal. I still don't think it's in the top three needs. And I would agree, like I said, with what Lance said. And you touched a little bit on Grayson McCall, on if you want to call that a swing and miss. I guess the entire country swung and missed on that one. But at the same time, I don't think you can consider that one the flop that some might, I guess, might try to make it out to be. That was the extent of the quote-unquote swings and misses that I wanted to talk about, Dylan. Is there any that you wanted to add before we move on to looking at the three position groups of need?
Besides just Grayson McCall, I mean, yeah, like you said, everyone swung and missed on Grayson McCall. He's going back to Coastal Carolina, and eventually he's probably just going to play the last season there and then go to the NFL draft. Could be a guy we could see get picked early on next year's draft, depending on how the quarterback situation goes with this one. But yeah, I mean, that's the last true miss that I think Auburn has really seen this offseason.
To this point.
But I mean, there's other quarterbacks available in this portal.
And you know, the quarterbacks, you and I can never go a podcast without winding up getting roped into talking about the quarterback carousel, for lack of a better term, at Auburn. While there's only two quarterbacks on roster at this time.
Before we go to the position of need, I want to talk about our sponsor.
I was just about to ask you, Dylan. Before we get to our position of need, why don't you tell everybody listening about Prize Picks?
All right. So this season, Auburn Daily has partnered with Prize Picks to bring some fun and variety for the picks for 2023. Prize Picks is a free app that allows you to choose any 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 players from any sport in your wagers. Predict the over or under for the next game and win big prizes if they do well. They have flex options where you can still get paid if you win 3 out of your 5 or 2 out of your 5 wagers. And you can pick multiple sports in the same parlay. Best of all, use promo code Auburn to receive double on your first deposit, up to $100. That's promo code Auburn for double your first deposit. And this college basketball season, win some money with Prize Picks and Auburn Daily if you use promo code Auburn. That is AUBURN, Auburn.
AUBURN. Thank you, Dylan. I appreciate it. I love Prize Picks. I'm a very bad gambler, so having the opt-out options for my parlays makes me feel a whole lot better.
I will say, Tar, is there any players right now you could probably use promo code Auburn on for the game tomorrow?
I like, and I don't want to echo what Lance said earlier in the week, but I do like, if there's a line for Wendell Green Jr. tonight, I wouldn't hate it, considering his performance in Athens last year, clutching up, catching the dub for the Tigers. And, well, let's face the facts. He's the reason that Auburn survived in advance that game. So I like that line a lot, Dylan.
Yep. Now to just go to positions of need. Lance talked on three big positions with linebacker, offensive line, and quarterback. And we could also talk about different guys to go into that. Linebacker, we lost Owen Papo. Owen Papo is going to the NFL draft. And if you also want to throw in edge rushers in the linebacker position, we lost Derek Hall and Colby Wooten. Auburn is going to be missing those three exponentially in the front seven. And I cannot emphasize the exponentially enough for the defense. And when you look at linebackers that Auburn is currently targeting, you have Ahmad McCullough from Maryland, who me and Tar have been gawking at over the past 24 hours because of his highlight tape that came out. And he did also follow Tar on Twitter. So Tar is fangirling over that.
No promises here, but Ahmad McCullough and I are basically best friends at this point. I'm joking, but I do love his film. Vicious tackler, gets people behind the chains, gets people stuck behind the sticks, breaks through the A gap. If you plug up the A gap, he's going to move through the B gap. Really good at getting pressure to the quarterback, and he's exceptionally well at dropping back in coverage when you need him to. This is a guy that could really, if there's ever someone to step in and fill the void that Owen Papo is leaving behind him, I think Ahmad McCullough could be that guy. And I think there's a ton of interest. So I would be very, very optimistic if I were an Auburn fan in terms of looking at the potential of his addition to Hugh Freeze's roster in 2023.
Yeah. 6'2", redshirt senior. So he is a veteran. He's been in the league. Maryland has been a pretty decent defensive team over the past few years. They shut down Michigan this year, and he was a key leader in that defense. So keep an eye on Ahmad, or as his nickname is, AMAC.
Yeah.
But O-line is another target, position target that Lance Daw hit on. As he said, Auburn could not have enough offensive line depth. And with, I believe, six offensive line commits from both the recruiting class and the transfer portal, including Dylan Wade, who we talked about earlier on, and the all of the recruits we got this offseason. The longer list. I think adding in more offensive linemen with more college experience really helps. Auburn did offer Eastern Michigan offensive tackle Marcellus Johnson a couple of days ago. And I think he's going to be another one of those guys you can see starting immediately just because of his size and the way he just can push people around. And he really loves to pass block, and Hugh Freeze loves to pass the ball. So match made in heaven right there.
If I may, for just 2 seconds here, Dylan, and I know we want to keep rolling over to our last position group of need because this one's probably going to take us to time. But there's no such thing as too many offensive linemen for Auburn this year. And for that matter, there's no such thing as adding too many people in the trenches. You and Lance kind of both keyed in on that on Monday. And all of us, I feel over at the, like, all of us over at the Auburn Daily have been kind of saying it until we're blue in the face this year. This roster needs reconstruction in the worst way, but good night, does it begin in the trenches? I've been nothing short of impressed with Freeze's camp and their commitment to bolstering both sides. And I don't think Auburn's done. I like, similar to Lance, I've heard something similar to the fact that Auburn would take as many as are willing to come. I've heard that they could be targeting 10, 9, depending. So I find it hard to believe the Tigers are done in on the offensive line front.
Yep. Cannot agree more. The game of football begins and ends in the trenches, and bring in as many as we need. And going to our last position of need that Lance touched on, the quarterback position. We are very thin in our quarterback room. I don't think TJ Finley is going to be returning to the roster. Holden Jarner, his future is in the balance based on what we do this offseason. And Zach Calzada is off to Georgia Tech. And, of course, we lost Sawyer Pate to graduation. Or did he transfer? Was it? I think Sawyer Pate.
Sawyer Pate into the transfer portal.
Sawyer Pate to the transfer portal. So now it comes down to bringing in another veteran quarterback to kind of help mold and develop Robbie Ashford. And two guys who have been talked about immensely by the Auburn Daily, me and Tar, everyone in the Auburn Twitter sphere, Spencer Sanders and Michael Pratt from Tulane have been the two top guys on everyone's radar for who's going to be in this quarterback room come the spring. So Tar, just talk about it a lot.
You and I talk about this all the time, Dylan. I'm going to grab Sanders. I'm going to let you talk Michael Pratt, and then we'll wrap this thing up and let these people enjoy the rest of their Wednesday evening. But I think I think it's a two-horse race now, and who knows if another one emerges. You and I have been kind of passing the Tylenol back and forth with how big the migraine's been getting with the Auburn quarterback situation. I personally think that Spencer Sanders has a very real opportunity to be at Auburn next year. I watched his film again today. I watched a lot of it. I don't know if you've gone back and watched his highlights from that Fiesta Bowl, but goodness gracious, was he a gamer. He has the potential to kind of take over a game, similar to Michael Pratt, like you're going to say here in a moment, talk about here in a moment, but really has the ability to be a true dual threat. I mentioned this on the College Loop, has a lot of Bo Nixisms, and people are going to get annoyed and angry about that. That's not a bad thing. And I think that he could plug in quite nicely. I mentioned it before, and I'll kind of chime in on this. This be my last piece while I pass it to you, Dylan. I think Spencer Sanders, a quarterback battle between Spencer Sanders and Robbie Ashford, I think Spencer Sanders actually winds up probably winning it. But I do think it's probably the best thing that could happen to Robbie Ashford, because iron does sharpen iron.
Very. Just going to Michael Pratt right off the bat. He is a pro style quarterback, and I think he is one of those quarterbacks that you could see run a Hugh Freeze offense. He can run the ball. He had 10 rushing touchdowns off 478 rushing yards this season, and he rushed for 83 yards in a huge upset game in the Cotton Bowl over the USC Trojans, who just were a playoff team for a lot of the season,
the majority of the season.
And I don't see outplayed the Heisman winner, but he definitely impressed a lot of people in this game. And just going into his passing stats, 3,000 yards, 27 touchdowns, only 5 interceptions. He is a veteran quarterback who I think could really benefit Robbie Ashford. I don't know if I would say Pratt would win the job over Robbie just because of what Robbie can offer to the team. But I do think it does make this quarterback battle very interesting if he does come to Auburn.
I think if Michael Pratt comes to Auburn, it has to be a starting position for him. Otherwise, there's no reason for him to leave Tulane with the NIL deal he's been able to construct over there in Louisiana. That being said, there's a lot of upside to Pratt. His pocket presence is remarkable. His ability to take off and run is significant. And I would be very fascinated, based on his film, to see if what the drop rate, his receiver drop rate, has to do with his completion percentage, because there's a lot of his film where he's hitting guys in the numbers and they're just not catching the ball. And that happens at the Group 5 level. It happens at any level, but it happens specifically at the Group 5 level. So that's something to keep in mind. Now, granted, let's remember, Michael Pratt's not in the transfer portal. Not yet. So this is all speculation. Spencer Sanders, I think, has real traction. But one thing is for certain, Hugh Freeze and company are not done working the transfer portal. And that's kind of – I'll let you give any closing thoughts if you have any, Dylan. Otherwise, let's put a pin in the transfer portal conversation. We'll circle back to it, I'm sure, next week. And keep on trucking here on the Auburn Daily Show. You have any last moment or last minute thoughts to close this thing out, Dylan?
I would say, to add to Lance's train of thought, honorable mention position of need is wide receiver. And that's what I would say, just to wrap that up.
I think that's a great full circle moment, kind of bringing this back in a callback to Monday's show. Definitely need a possession wide receiver to go along with your linebacker room, your offensive line, and your quarterback room, all of which we are looking for Hugh Freeze and company and the Auburn Tigers to take care of this offseason. However, that's going to wrap it up for Wednesday's episode of the Auburn Daily Show. I'm Harrison Tarr at By Harrison Tarr on Twitter, joined today by Dylan Lark at Ya Boy The Tank on Twitter. We'll be with you guys every single Wednesday for as long as Blackerby is willing to have us. So thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we will see you next week, or I'll see you on Friday. Make sure you tune in again tomorrow for Zach Blackerby and Lindsey Crosby, correct?
I believe so, yes.
They've got the keys to the Ferrari, and I'm sure they're going to take good care of it. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. This has been another episode of the Auburn Daily Show.